因为我预备的时候听到教会里面有些肢体是经过一些很困难的时间，这些消息，每次听到这些消息，我心里面都是很难过。
And I witness those around me, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I witness them, their suffering and pain. And I'm very burdened by their, the things that they go through.
因为我是见证是目睹他们经历的难处，我心里面是跟他们一起同忧伤。
When I hear the news such as difficulty of finding a fulfilling job,
我听到一些譬如失去工作的
and job loss,
失去失业
death of a loved one, especially a spouse that they have been with for decades, it seems like a part of them have been ripped from them.
是譬如这些事发生的时候好像生命身体里面有部分被人是挖了出来的。
Also, when I hear about the parents who passed away or are very fragile.
听到譬如做父母的是可能因为去世或者是身体非常之软弱的时候。
When I saw my mom, and my mom is a very strong woman, but when she saw how my grandmother became fragile, and when my grandmother passed away, it impacted her so much. I never thought I would see that from my mom.
我妈妈本来是一个身心都很强壮的人，但是她看到自己妈妈身体软弱，知道她后来离世，我看到她整个人崩溃了。
To lose someone whom you have back of your mind depended on, someone who's like a pillar to you, someone whom you can rely on, you know, pass away or who is suffering from sickness, it's not an easy thing to handle.
是见到一个人是本来你生命支柱的，他的生命是软弱甚至离世，是不容易去接受。
News such as cancer diagnosis, shattered dreams.
尤其听到是医生的诊断是癌症的时候，真的令到我们的梦想破灭亡。
Misbehaving teenagers, accidents, inability to get pregnant, or loss of a child.
生命里面有很多其他的遇到的挑战，譬如是失去孩子，譬如是子女不听话等等。
A deep desire to marry that remains unfulfilled.
我们心里面有时一些很深层次的愿望不得到满足。
A spiritual dryness or loss of joy in a relationship with God.
又或者是我们同神的关系去到一个很孤干的地步。
Depression, deep-rooted family issue or broken relationship.
家庭里面的变故或者是另里面的压抑。
Whenever I witness and hear these people going through these things, not only do I feel the pain of those around me, but I also witness how fragile our lives are and how we are all in need of mercies of God to survive.
我听到人咁经历咁嘅困难嘅时候，我哋成日即是与他们有同感，我感觉到生命其实很脆弱的。
It was very difficult for me to prepare this sermon because who am I to speak of the struggles and the pain that you are going through?
所以我预备讲章的时候非常困难，因为我是谁呢？既然可以是去讲一些关于他们的受苦的事情呢？
But because of the overwhelming burden that God has given me to share this message, to bring some sort of light, some sort of encouragement and comfort. I pray that the Holy Spirit, not me, will speak personally to you through today's message.
但是神既然将我摆在这个位置，我希望圣灵可以在你心里工作，将他的话语同你直接同你心里面来讲。
So let us pray.
让你祈祷。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
You know what we're going through, Lord.
你知道我们生命里面经历什么东西。
Deep inside, our spirit cries out for help to our Heavenly Father.
在我们心里面向天父来到去呼吸。
Holy Spirit, speak through your servant today to the people whom you love so dearly.
求你是藉着圣灵向你所爱 的仆人来到讲说话。
To the people whom you love so much that you were willfully willing to give one and only Son Jesus Christ.
就是你爱到个地步，愿意将你唯一的独生子赐咗俾佢哋。
Lord, may we find encouragement, comfort, peace, and the answers that we have been seeking for.
求你喺你当中得着安慰、鼓励。
Holy Spirit, speak to us through your word, Lord.
求你藉着你的话语同我们说话。
Breathe life into us through your word today, Lord.
藉着你的说话向我们来到去吹口气。
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
How long, Lord? How long must I suffer?
我还要受苦有多久呢？
How long must I wait? How long must I give up?
我还要等待多久呢？
How much?Do I have to die?
我要是死亡去到什么地步呢?
How long till I receive your help?
我去等几耐才得到你的帮助呢?
Where are you, Lord?
你在哪里呢?
Why are you allowing me to live in such darkness, loneliness, separation?
为什么你让我活在一个好像这么黑暗、孤单的地步呢?
Insecurity, abandonment,
是好像被人离弃，是感觉到是不安全呢？
Vulnerable, weak, and feel inadequate.
觉得备受攻击、软弱，同埋是处理唔到我的事情呢？
Why is it that there's nothing in this world, there's no one in this world whom I can lean on and depend on?
点解好似呢个世界上冇一个系我可以依靠系嘅呢？
Why is this suffering so long and painful?
点解呢个受苦好似时间咁长呢？
If you are asking these questions,
如果你问呢啲问题嘅时候，
you may be going through what some people call a wilderness experience.
你可能系好似一啲人经历一啲叫做系旷野嘅经历。
Some call it the wall experience, or some call it a dark night of the soul.
有些的灵修神学家叫这些做心灵的黑夜。
Whatever you call this experience as, is something that every believer will go through.
无论你叫什么是我相信每一个信徒都会经历过的。
Just as countless number of people of God encountered it in the Bible.
正如圣经里面有无数的信徒都是经历过。
For example, Moses, the Israelites, Elijah, Job, King David,
譬如摩西、以色列人、以利亚、大卫王、以利亚先知等等。
John the Baptist and even Lord Jesus himself went through the wilderness experience.
施洗约翰甚至主耶稣基督自己，佢都经历过。
But what's surprising here is that in each of these cases, it was not Satan, but it was the Spirit of God who led these people into the wilderness experience.
好奇妙的就是圣经里面不是讲到是撒旦，反倒是神自己带领这些人进入这个旷野的经历。
In Matthew, we find that it was actually the Spirit of God who led Jesus into this wilderness experience.
在马太福音里面看到其实是圣灵带领他带领耶稣进入旷野受试探。
In today's passage, we see that it was God, not the Egyptians, who drove Israelites into the wilderness experience.
在今天我们的经文，我们看到是神自己，不是埃及人将以色列人驱赶到旷野当中。
And this may surprise you, but it's actually God who also leads us into wilderness experiences.
可能对于你说是惊奇，其实是神自己将我们带领我们去这个旷野的经历。
Why is it that a loving father would allow such pain and tragedy happen in our lives? Why would God allow us to experience and go through wilderness experiences?
为什么神容许这些是伤痛的事情、旷野的经历临到我们身上呢？
There are three things that, as we can see from our passage, as a result of us going through wilderness experience, God brings something in our lives.
我哋从今日嘅经文里边，我哋睇到有三样嘢系神藉住啲旷野经历系带进啊，叫佢成就喺我哋生命里边嘅。
And the first of which is that wilderness experience strips us from worldly attachments, dependency, affections, and passions.
第一样我哋睇到系啲旷野嘅经历，将我哋生命里边所依靠呢啲系啊平时依靠嘅嘢，将佢除去。
It makes us to die to our old self, and it also humbles us.
系叫我哋谦卑落嚟，向我哋旧我死。
God reminds the Israelites in today's passage through Moses, just as they were about to enter into the promised land by crossing the Jordan River.
咁神藉住摩西向以色列人提醒佢哋经过呢个旷野未曾进入过呢个约旦河进入迦南地之先咁讲。
And they're about to end their 40 years of wilderness experience.
佢哋将要结束嗰四十年旷野漂流嘅生活。
In verses 2 and 3 of Deuteronomy 8, God says,
在第八章二十啊第二同第三节，神咁讲。
I'm paraphrasing it. Remember, it was Lord your God who has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, who humbled you by letting you hunger and then feeding you with manna to teach you that one does not live by bread alone.
嗰度话你要记住耶和华你嘅神喺旷野里边引导你哋四十年，要苦练你，要试验你，并将呢啲玛拿赐俾你。要你知道咧，人活着唔系单靠食物嘅，乃系靠神口里边所出一切嘅话。
But by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord，
乃靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Through the 40 years of wilderness experience， although how painful it might have been for the Israelites。
在时候里年里面对以色列人来讲虽然是很痛苦。
God used that to remove or strip his people from their attachments to Egyptian lifestyles, as well as Egyptian gods, as well as Egyptian pharaoh.
神是用这40年的经历叫以色列人将他们对于埃及人那种生活的方式他们的神来到去除去。
God also remove or strip their dependency on their ways of living. In 430 years of living in Egypt, God wanted to remove their dependency on their past experiences on how to live.
因为这班以色列人在埃及住了四百几年的时候，神要藉着这几十年的经历，将他过往的习惯生活，其他依附埃及人的东西完全除去。
And through this wilderness experience, GodWanted to strip these Egyptians from their affections for, of their former way of living.
神要将他们对过往恋慕住埃及人的生活方式这些恋慕来到除去。
These Israelites, even though they were slaves in Egypt, they didn't have to worry about food, shelter, or clothing as long as they worked for the Pharaoh.
这班以色列人在埃及虽然为奴，但是当他们有工做工的时候，他们就不需要担心饮食和居住。
Wilderness is a place of vulnerability and uncertainty.
在旷野过活其实是有很多是预测不到的事情。
It's a rough terrain with unknown land and uncertain provisions.
因为在旷野里面未必知道去哪里找到东西吃，也是地环境不熟悉。
There are countless amount of wild beasts and poisonous animals.
也有很多是野兽或者有毒的野兽。
There was a big shift in temperature between night and day, and there was hardly any food or water.
日夜气温可以相差好大，亦都好难揾到食物同埋水。
Israelites' past experiences in Egypt did not work here. Did not work here.
Okay. 因为佢以前喺埃及嗰种生活嘅方式喺旷野系用唔上嘅。
They try to depend on the idols, such as making a golden calf, but did that work?
但他们以前在埃及拜偶像，所以他旷野尝试做一只金牛，当然是达不到他们的目的。
It didn't. Also, in wilderness, they could not dig well like they did in Egypt to get water.
在旷野他们都不可以好像在埃及那样去掘井拿水。
They cannot work to get food in wilderness.
也都不可以帮人做工那就有食物。
They needed God to supply them with water and food.
佢要依靠神系供应食物同埋水。
They weren't able to navigate through the wilderness because of the scorching heat during the day and the darkness at night.
佢哋喺旷野里边好容易走迷路，因为日头系太热，夜晚又太黑。
These Israelites needed God to lead them through the pillar of fire at night and cloud by the day.
呢以色列人系需要依靠耶和华，一间用云柱，一间用火柱嚟到引导佢哋。
They could not obtain clothing materials while they were in the wilderness.
在旷野里面都不容易找到做衣服的材料。
They needed God to preserve them.
他们需要神保守他们。
In wilderness, they could not survive on their own. They could not depend on their own experiences. They could not depend on anyone else.
在旷野里面他们没有任何的依靠，不可以依靠以前的经历或者其他任何人。
These Israelites did not even have weapons, so they could not even defend themselves. They needed God to defend them.
他们甚至没有任何的武器，他们不可以他自己去打仗，需要神来保护他们。
As you can see, wilderness experience humbled these Israelites.
你可以看到这些旷野的经历将他们完全谦卑下来。
And that there are things that are beyond their control.
是那些东西完全是他们控制不到的。
And the realization that they needed God.
发觉他们真正是需要神。
Depend on God and only God to survive.
依靠神，唯一知道神才可以帮到他们。
The second point is that wilderness experience makes us realize that when we're stripped of everything.
第二样旷野经历是叫我们知道当我们是身上依靠什么都被除去的时候。
We found out that all we have is God.
发觉我们唯一剩下的就是只有神。
In verses 2 through 4, God reminds his people that it was him who led them for 40 years.
在第二到第四节，神是提醒他们，他们单单是依靠他过了40年。
It was God who protected their clothing. It was God who provided them with manna.
是神是叫他们衫着不烂鞋，着不穿，然后有衣服，然后有食物。
It was only God who was with them all these years. It was God who provided for them. It was God who was with them all these years.
就是神这么多年以来一直是可以保守着他们。
So through this wilderness experience, when they were stripped away from all the basic necessities of life,
就是这抗疫的经历叫他们是所有生活依靠的基本的事物都被除去。
When they were stripped away from civilization and other things, other people.
离开其他的文化，其他的民族。
The Israelites realize that all they have is God.
他们以色列人就知道原来他们唯一仅有的就是神。
I want us to ask this question. When you are stripped of what you pride yourself in,
我问大家这个问题，有些你是引以为荣自己所拥有的。
When you're stripped away from all the things that you were striving for.
你一路是努力所得着的东西忽然间是失去的时候。
When you are stripped away from things you place your security and trust in.
当你一些是依靠给你有安全感的这些事物被除去的时候。
When you are stripped away from things that you relied on and depended on.
一些你所依靠你的东西被拿走的时候。
When you are stripped away from valuable relationships such as spouse, kids, and parents, friends, and family members.
当一些你很亲密的关系，譬如父母、子女、朋友，是被拎走的时候。
When you are stripped away from your hopes and dreams, your wealth, and even your health.
当你所拥有的健康、财物被拎走的时候。
Basically, when you are stripped away from every meaningful thing in your life.
就是基本上一切你带给你意义的事物都被拿走的时候，
What are you left with?
你还剩下什么呢？
What are you left with?
还剩下什么呢？
When you are stripped away from all these things of life.
当你们生命里面依靠平时用的一切事物都被拿走，
Who is the source of your help and who is there by your side?
那你这些得力的来源还有谁站在你身边呢？
In wilderness, these Israelites realized that only God was there with them.
呢啲以色列人经喺旷野里边就经历到呢样，只系神仍然喺佢身边。
These Israelites realized that God is the only source of help, and they cannot depend on anyone else.
呢以色列人佢了解到原来只有神系佢哋唯一嘅依靠。
They experienced that God was their God, their friend, their light.
佢知道神系佢哋唯一嘅朋友，唯一嘅光明。
And they learned that they could not live even a moment of their lives without God.
佢哋知道佢哋如果冇神嘅话，生命再过一刻都唔可以。
That their lives were by the mercies of God.
佢哋生命完全系依赖着神嘅怜悯。
Likewise, in our own wilderness experience,
同样在我们个人的旷野经历里面，
as you have experienced already,
正如你可能已经经历过的，
God teaches us that we cannot rely on people.
神教导我们，我们不可以去依赖人，
that we cannot depend on things.
不可以依赖事物，
becausePeople and things are temporal and not eternal.
因为人和事物都 是短暂的，不是永恒的。
People come and go.
人是会来会去。
Things perish.
事物是会是毁灭。
But only thing that we're left with when we're stripped of everything is God Himself.
当我们一切被拎走的时候，就只有剩下神自己。
Through God,stripping us from all the things that we relied on and depended on and found meaning in.
这个神，我们看到我们以前所认为是给到我们生活意义的事物。
Essentially, Him putting death to our former self.
就好像叫我们看这些东西是看为死的一样。
And making us finding Him and Him and only when we're stripped of everything.Making us to find Him and Him only when we're stripped of everything.
当我们是被这些被拎走的时候，我们只是单单去认识祂。
What He accomplishes is, do that God make us to fear Him, to walk in His ways, and to go in deeper relationship with Him.
以致我们神叫我们是敬畏祂，同埋祂建立一个个人的关系。
In verse 6, God reveals that His intention for leading the Israelites through the wilderness.
在第六节我们看到另外一件是藉着旷野经历以色列人学到的事。
Was so that they would live according to His ways by keeping His commandments and fearing Him.
就是要他们学习去单单是遵行祂的道，敬畏祂，守祂的诫命。
And while it took years, in fact, 40 years for Israelites to grasp this,
似乎好长的时间，要四十年以色列人才开始学会这件事。
In every moment while they were in the wilderness, they found God working for them.
就是在那四十年里面，每一刻他都发觉神原来是藉着这样的方法是带领他们。
In every moment, they found God and only God leading them and guiding them.
每一刻都是发觉神其实在这里保护他们，带领他们。
They found that it was only God thatThey have who is source of their help. It was God who provided for them, and it was God who protected them.
就是神在那里去给他们希望，在那里保护，在那里带领他们。
As a result, like a good friend who is always there by your side, no matter what you go through.
就好像一个在你身边不离不弃的好朋友。
God was with His people.
神一直在他的选民旁边。
And what came naturally was their gratitude, their fear, their reverence, their honor, and their love for God.
于是就在他们心里面产生一种敬畏爱神这样的态度。
Essentially, what God brought through this wilderness experience to the Israelites was spiritual renewal.
我们可以看到藉着这个旷野经历在以色列人生里面带来属灵的复兴。
Spiritual renewal where they will go deeper in relationship with God.
一个就是叫我们关系和神更加近的一种这样的复兴。
where they would not live by bread alone, but live by the every word that comes out of God's mouth.
真正理解咩叫做人活着唔靠食物，乃靠神口里所出一切话，呢句说话嘅意思。
You see, this wilderness experience was not in vain. All that pain and suffering that they experienced was not in vain.
咁样就了解到佢哋所经历嘅一啲苦处都唔系徒然。
There was a reason.
系有原因喺当中。
And the reason was that God wanted to bring transformation for them to experience death to their former way of life as Egyptian slaves.
咁呢个系叫生命都转化，就系首先向以前埃及嗰种生活嘅方式。是放弃和当他是死的。
Put death to slave mentality, put death to slave way of living, sinful way of living.
是对以前这些是罪恶的、奴性的这种的生活方式向他看为是死的。
By allowing them to discover him and him only when they were stripped of everything.
但是发现唯有耶和华神才是叫他们存活的。
And by allowing them to find God.
叫我们真正找到神。
I'd like to share with you a story of my dad.
我想跟大家分享一个关于我父亲的故事。
When he was young, when he was only 6 years old, his dad was a policeman.
他自己六岁的时候呢，即是我的爷爷，即是他父亲是一个警察。
And even though during this time, Korea was one of the poorest countries in the world. In fact, it was 161st place out of 162 countries.
当时韩国是全世界里面倒数第二最穷的国家。
Government officials, they're pretty well off.
做官员，政府官员呢，你就生活都挺好。
But with wealth, what he discovered is that, his father, had immoral relationship with another woman.
咁我父亲发现佢自己嘅爸爸同另外一个女人发生啲不道德嘅关系。
And he found out that, his mother also left him and his three brothers.
咁佢发觉佢自己嘅妈妈系放低咗我爸爸自己同埋其他另外两个仔。
Because his father did not pay any child support or any give any financial assistance.
因为我爷冇留低俾佢哋任何嘅生活费。
And so he had to live with his grandparents ever since he was a little boy.
所以我爸爸自细就要跟我嘅祖父母一齐生活。
When he found out that it was money.It was because of money that his mother left him and his brothers.
You're talking about your father.
My father.
当我爸爸发觉他自己的妈妈是因为在经济上有困难而离开了 他自己和其他的仔女的时候呢?
All that was in his mind was, I gotta make money in order to protect my family.
他一心一意就一定要立志要揾钱嚟到去供养佢自己嘅家庭。
I have to have money so that my family members do not run away.
佢话我需要有钱，然后咧我嘅亲爱嘅家人先至唔会离开家庭。
So from that point on, money became source of his goal in life, as well as his dependency, as well as his reasons to live.
由嗰时开始咧，佢钱对于佢嚟讲系非常之重要。佢觉得有钱先可以去继续活落去。
And he worked diligently as a construction worker, building you know high-rise apartments in Korea.
咁佢就非常之勤力工作，系做一啲系建筑嘅工作。
And he became a nominal Christian.
咁佢其实系只系一个跨名嘅基督徒。
Even though he went to church.Nothing in his life changed.
虽然他一直有去教会，但是他生命里面没什么改变。
He still loved money more than God.
他爱钱多过爱他的神。
He loved his friends and his drinking buddies more than the family.
他爱他同他一起饮酒的朋友多过他爱他的家人。
One day, through people praying for our family, God told, both my parents, that a lot of money is waiting in America.
有一次係佢聽到，以為喺祈禱會當中有人話俾佢聽，喺美國有好多錢等住佢去揾。
But my dad, without hesitation, he decided to go to America. Hearing that, just that part.
咁佢毫不猶豫咧，就決定移民嚟美國。
But second part that he ignored was if you learn to obey and fear God.
第二樣佢居然係聽到學到話，佢一定要學習去敬畏神同埋去服從神。
And so, as soon as we came to America, all the life savings that we had, house, retirement, everything, people that we trusted, our family members, they're the ones who took all the money.
點知一嚟到美國冇幾耐，佢一生落嚟嘅積蓄財產全部俾一啲我哋信靠、以為佢信得過嘅親友呃咗佢。
So one day he was dreaming about what kind of business that he will have, how to make a lot of money, and what kind of house to buy.
本來佢一心諗住嚟到去有個好大嘅夢想，可以點樣做生意、點樣賺錢。
The next day he was worrying about the family survival.
但係好快脆就要去為佢家人嘅生活嚟到去擔心。
We became illegal immigrants, and so my dad was not able to work.
因為嗰陣時我哋嘅移民身份係不合法，所以佢唔可以正式揾工。
And the relatives that we have relied on and trusted, they're the ones who turned backs on us and scammed us.
我哋本來係去依靠嗰啲親戚，佢哋反為騙咗我哋嘅財產，同埋我哋唔可以靠佢哋。
We didn't have a place to live, nor money to buy food.
我哋連開飯嘅錢都冇，亦都冇地方住。
And in this wilderness experience, what God has done in my family was
呢個喺對於我哋家庭嚟講係一個曠野嘅經歷。
You know, when you don't have a job, when you don't have TV, when you don't have anything, friends or family members around you, what do you do?
當你真係身邊任何財產都冇嘅時候，咁你可以做咩咧？
What our family did was we worship God 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night.
咁我哋家庭，我哋一日三次嘅向神係敬拜。
Whenever we had time, we would read scripture and pray. When we had time, whenever we had free time, we would
read scripture. 咁我有空閒嘅時間，我哋都拎本聖經出嚟讀同埋祈禱。
And it is during this time, my dad met God.
就喺呢段時間裏邊，我父親先真正係遇到神。
When he was stripped away from the things that he looked after, things that he depended on, when he was stripped from all the securities of life,
当他是身边以为可以依靠的任何财物和人是被拿走的时候，
stripped from all the relationships and the things that he had,
就是他一切的关系和他可以依靠的被拿走，
he found out that all he had was God.
他发觉剩下的只是得回神自己。
And during this time, what God did was, God will use his people, from the people from the church who provided us with food as well as their basement for us to live, their, you know, expiring condo that they have for us to stay for a few months. God provided us.
那时候神就利用教会里面的弟兄姊妹给我们很基本生活上所需要的食和住。
And through this experience, because he found God, he was able to not place his trust and security in money, but on God.
在这个时候，他才发觉他唯一可以依靠就是神自己。
And so now, my dad, before, he experienced this. Whenever my mom gave tithe to the church, he persecuted her.
以前呢，
the whole week.
母亲如果是奉献，是这些钱去十一奉献的时候呢，我爸爸就对他很不客气。
But now, not only does he give tithe faithfully, he actually gives at least 30% of his income for God, and he is so joyful whenever he offers to God.
但现在他的生命改变了，不单只是奉献，是将他收入30%很乐意的捐给教会。
But I want to tell you this, without that wilderness experience that my family had to go through, and it was long and painful.
我告诉你，如果不是因着那个很长也很痛苦的旷野经历的话，
I don't think my dad would have been able to find God and be truly saved.
我觉得我爸爸不可以真正地找到神并且被得救被拯救。
And so to each and every one of us who is going through a wilderness experience of our own,
所以对每一位在座当中，如果你经历紧呢一类嘅经验嘅时候，
I want to encourage you that God is not abandoning you. God is not abandoning you.
我提醒大家，神冇放弃到你。
It's not that God doesn't love you.
唔系话神唔爱你。
And it's not that God doesn't exist.
唔系话神唔存在。
Actually, it's a time of blessing.
其实系一个化妆嘅祝福。
Because he is stripping you from all the attachments and idols in your life.
就是将你生命里面所依附的这些偶像去拎走。
So that you can find him.
所以你可以找到他。
And so that your spirit may live as a result of your flesh dying.
以致你的灵可以重新的复苏过来。
And so I want us to try something new today. If you know anyone around you that you know is going through a wilderness experience,
如果你认识当中有人是正在经历这些痛苦的旷野经历，
I want you to pray for them at this time. Let us pray.
在这个时候让我们一起尝试去祈祷。
And as brothers and sisters Christ, let us bear the burdens together.
作为弟兄姊妹，让我们彼此担当大家的重担。
Let us have a heart, God, I really want my brother or my sister to be released, Lord, from all these burdens, all these pain and suffering, Lord.
当神呼求啊，求啊，神啊，你叫他从这些在旷野经历当中被释放出来。
Lord, I want my brother and sister during this experience, encounter you.
求你叫他在这些旷野经历当中去真正遇见你。
And Lord, I want my brother or sister, experience death to their former self. And to experience renewal in you.
叫我们看到我们旧我的生活里面的不足，反倒是见到你一切在里面得着。
God breathe life into my brother and sister.
是叫我们生活里面有口有利以你的属灵的生气。
So let's spend some moments and pray for those whom God has revealed in your mind right now. And let's pray for our brothers and sisters in our church. Father God, Lord, we pray, Lord.
让我们
Lord, those around us, Lord. Lord, have mercy upon Lord.